An early warning center that the U.S. is aiming to build on Czech territory would be part of a NATO missile defense system, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday. Washington and Prague are discussing the creation of such a facility, which Mr. Nečas said will be run by Czechs, doing away with the need for a bilateral treaty. He said it would collate satellite information about rockets aimed at NATO states and would be more technical and administrative than military in nature. Mr. Nečas said the U.S. was proposing to put about $2 million into the project in 2011 and 2012. President Barack Obama last year announced the dropping of plans for an American anti-missile shield that would have included a radar base in the Czech Republic. The European Court of Justice has ruled that Anheuser-Busch InBev may not register Budweiser as an EU-wide trademark, ending a long legal dispute with the Czech state-owned brewer Budějovický Budvar. Anheuser-Busch applied for trademark registration in the EU in 1996, but was opposed by Budvar, which already had protection for its own Budweiser beer in Germany and Austria. Thursday's ruling upheld a previous decision by Europe's second highest court last year. It doesn't prevent Anheuser-Busch from registering the name Budweiser in individual markets. The two sides have been fighting over the brand name in courts around the world for decades. Barbora Špatáková finished third in the women's javelin at the European Athletics Championships on Thursday evening, taking the Czech team's first medal in Barcelona. Špatáková finished behind two German competitors with a throw of 65.36 metres. The Czech athlete is the reigning Olympic champion in the women's javelin and holds the world record in the discipline. And finally, a look at the weather. It should be mainly sunny with occasional rain over the next few days. Forecasters say temperatures will reach a maximum of 29 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.